Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good. I'm Peter, and this is a podcast of upbeat news, thoughts, stories, and music from all around the world. This podcast is here to give your day a dose of the positive instead of the relentless onslaught of news and information that revolves around the negative. Good things are happening all the time, but it's usually harder to find than the rest of the news. So, this is a brief daily oasis where I'll collect and share some of the good stuff. I certainly understand that it's important to stay aware of the issues of the day, but that can get overwhelming sometimes, and I know that I could sure use some daily reminders of the good that's out there and the great things that are happening all the time, all over the world. So with that said, here's the daily good. Welcome to this episode of the Daily Good Podcast. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. It is surprisingly windy here right now. I was actually just out standing on the balcony, and it's blustery, as they say. But it gave me the chance to hear the sound of the wind and the leaves of the trees around my place, which is always lovely. It reminds me that there is, in fact, a specific word for the sound of wind in the leaves of a tree, and that word is susurrus. It's one of my favorite words in the entire English language, and I was going to be an English teacher. That was my goal in life for quite a while. I got distracted a little bit with some other things along the way, but I deeply love the English language, and I love that word susurrus, the sound of leaves through the trees. It is also, coincidentally, the sound of exhausted dancers' feet on a wood dance floor. If you've ever been at a swing dance at about 3 o'clock in the morning on a long weekend, everyone's exhausted, but they can't stop dancing. And if you put on something kind of quiet and bluesy, you can hear that same sound on the dance floor. Sorry, waxing poetic a little bit here. Let's get to our first good news item of the podcast today. And this is environmental and animal-related good news. And the good news is that the two whaling companies based in Iceland are not going to be hunting whales this summer for the second straight year. And what that essentially means is no whale hunting this year at all, since whale hunting season is the summer. So the Icelandic whaling company called IP Utgerd announced on the 24th of April that they are not whaling at all. They are just giving up completely, and the country's largest whaling firm, called Valur, says that they won't be hunting anymore this year. So that makes 2 years in a row that there will be no commercial whaling coming out of Iceland. That is some really fantastic news. Just a note of caution, the co-director of international relations at Ocean Care said, "This is indeed terrific news that for a second straight year, vulnerable fin whales will get a reprieve from harpoons. This said, fin whaling has been suspended in Iceland in the past, only to resume. While it looks promising that whaling in Iceland might stop for good, the temporary cessation of fin whaling must become permanent." So, that is some good news. If you would like to look this story up online and maybe see if there's a way that you can write to someone to voice your support for the stopping of commercial whaling, that is probably a good thing to do today. And we come now to the good word, the part of the podcast where we talk about great literary things or read some beautiful poetry or hear inspirational quotes, and that is what we have today. We are going back to an old favorite here, and that is Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, who, of course, is one of the real kind of guiding lights behind the idea for this podcast, the idea of trying to make the world a better place from where you are in any way that you can. So the quote from Mr. Rogers today says this: "When we love a person, we accept him or her exactly as is, the lovely with the unlovely, the strong along with the fearful, the true mixed in with the facade. And of course, the only way we can do it is by accepting ourselves that way." Now, I want to kind of go back and give, you know, how I feel about that quote. I don't necessarily want that to be taken purely at face value. Loving someone and accepting the lovely with the unlovely doesn't mean that we can't encourage people and try to help them to work on the things that they consider to be unlovely or things that are needing to be resolved or to help them get past facades that might be harmful to themselves or to the people around them. But I think that on the whole, you know, if you read between the lines and get to the heart of the sentiment behind the quote, I think that it holds up quite well, that we need to accept ourselves for who we are and where we are in order to be able to love other people and to help them before anything can truly change in our world. So I'll read it one more time. When we love a person, we accept him or her exactly as is, the lovely with the unlovely, the strong along with the fearful, the true mixed in with the facade. And of course, the only way we can do it is by accepting ourselves that way. Mr. Rogers. All right, and our second good news item for today is actually a follow-up to one from a previous podcast. We had spoken, and you may well have seen in other news outlets, about a British World War II veteran who was raising money for the National Health Service, Captain Tom Moore. He's become quite a phenomenon lately because of what he did and how he did it. His goal was originally to raise £1,000, which is about 1,200 American dollars, in pledges to help the National Health Service. And what he was going to do was to walk 100 laps of his garden. Now, he's 99 years old and he walks with a walker, or what the Brits call a Zimmer frame. So he was going to do 10 laps of his garden per day, and hopefully he would get 100 laps in time for his 100th birthday and raise £1,000. Very nice. His donations that he's helped to collect are now over 29 million pounds. It is absolutely astonishing the level of awareness that he's managed to bring to fundraising. So not only has he gone above and beyond, but he's now being showered with love as his birthday comes around. He's received thousands and thousands of cards from around the world. At the latest count, 125,000 cards have come in from around the world, many of them from children, but really from just about everyone, including cards from Prince William and Duchess Kate, and even the captain of the English football team, Harry Kane. His grandson said, quote, "The volume of cards that have been sent to Granddad is just astonishing. So many of the cards are truly heartfelt, with thousands from young children who've taken the time to use their artistic talent and write a personal message." So not only that, but he will also be getting a Royal Mail postmark. So up until this coming Friday, which is May 1st, in fact, my birthday, all of the mail will be stamped with a postmark that reads, "Happy 100th birthday, Captain Thomas Moore, NHS Fundraising Hero, 30th April, 2020. And this brings us to Wonderful World, which is that great part of the podcast where we talk about amazing places that you can visit and tour through the marvels of modern technology. And today we have another great museum tour, and this museum is none other than the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. Obviously, they are closed due to the lockdowns at the time of this recording, but they are offering virtual tours. So you're able to take yourself through room by room, all these different rooms in the museum. There are exhibits mounted right now. The Butterfly Pavilion is available for you to tour, and the David Koch Hall of Fossils is available. You can go through past exhibits. Those are also available online with topics including the last American dinosaurs, the universe, so there's a nice narrow topic, and DNA and genomics. So we will, as ever, include a link in the episode notes for today's podcast at www.the-daily-good.com that will allow you to go and tour the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History at your leisure. And winding things up with Sounds Good today, we are back in the realm of classical music and another one of my favorite pieces of classical. This is Mozart's Serenade No. 10 for Winds, Gran Partita. This is the third movement, the Adagio movement. If you have seen the brilliant film Amadeus, you will recognize this piece of music. The character of Salieri speaks very reverently about this piece of music. He actually says, and I'll just quote the whole section that he says here, "The beginning simple, almost comic. Just a pulse, bassoons and basset horns, like a rusty squeeze box. And then suddenly, high above it, an oboe, a single note, hanging there, unwavering, until a clarinet took it over and sweetened it into a phrase of such delight. This was a music I'd never heard. Filled with such longing, such unfulfillable longing, it seemed to me that I was hearing the voice of God." So we're going to include a link in the episode notes today of a particular performance of this piece of music by the London Symphony Orchestra. It is truly lovely. If it's possible for you to kind of remove distractions, other sounds, if you've got noise-canceling headphones, that's ideal. Otherwise, you know, close the doors and turn this up. And let yourself just sort of bathe in this absolutely extraordinary piece of music. It's less than 6 minutes long, and you will not be disappointed. Mozart's Serenade No. 10 for Winds, Gran Partita, the third movement, the Adagio. That's it for the Daily Good today. There are links to everything we talked about in today's podcast on the website at www.the-daily-good.com. Thanks for joining me. Come back tomorrow or anytime you need a boost.